voiceover people like myself, we are invisible people. Generally, I see no one. I talk to people on the phone and through my earphones. There are many producers, and I mean many producers that I've worked with for years that I've never met in person. It's a bizarre way to work.
After this many years of Jim Birdsall really being an important part of our show on a daily basis, no one on my team has ever met Jim.
I don't know what Jim Birdsall looks like. If he was in the room right now, I wouldn't know he was, unless, of course, he started to talk, and then I would immediately know, hey, there's Jim Birdsall.
Rob. No, hey. How you guys doing? Oh, okay, well, you guys ready to go? Okay.
The very day that he narrates, maybe the day before, I email him a script, and he replies that he got it, and away we go.
Andy Reid and John Dorsey bring championship pedigrees to a burgeoning team, stocked with Pro Bowl talent. As the entire Chiefs organization prepares for a brighter future, they do so knowing they can continue to rely on Dwayne Bowe. How is that? You know, okay. No, I'll give you one more, a different way.
Usually he'll read each line twice.
In each one, different. In speed, in intent, inflective choices.
And we'll go through the whole script that way.
Andy Reid and John Dorsey bring championship pedigrees to a burgeoning team.
Of course, I get to have conversations with him before and after he reads the script, and the whole time we're talking about the Chiefs.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah. No, I'm really excited about it. I think he was the right choice.
All the things that just any old fan would have a conversation about, except then it's time to go and he reads the script for the highlight film, even though he's a season ticket holder and a big Chiefs fan.
I never get to see the product until it runs on television or I buy the DVD, which I had to do for the Kansas City Chiefs. Bought my first Chiefs season tickets, 1986. It was during a downtime for the Chiefs, and I had a real good choice of seats. And I've had the same seats for 25 years, four rows behind the Chiefs bench, right around the 30-yard line.
Charles gets wide, one defender, now two, at the 45, breaks it left, downfield block, Avery!
We've been privy to all of the ups and downs of the Kansas City Chiefs through our living room. I mean, sometimes there were people over and sometimes there weren't. It didn't matter, but the game was on and we were not really allowed to go in the room.
I'm not a fanatic, although my daughters can tell when the Chiefs lose because I'm depressed.
As I learned as I got older, if I wanted to like go out or like get something and the Chiefs lost, I didn't ask that day because it was not a good day in the house.
It's an addiction. I can't help it. And I don't want to go through a 12-step program to cure it. I live here. This is my team. Enough said.